Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So I spoke to John Delano. He's a political reporter.
Yep.
Business KDTV. Reporter for yep. KDKTV. Mm-hmm. So he sends out this message. Okay. One of the KDK reporters writes, protesters seeking justice for Antoine Rose have moved into Oakland. While demonstrations remain nonviolent, intersections of 5th and Bigelow, blocking traffic, they're blocking traffic. Okay. Right. Delano says you don't get justice by blocking traffic and buses and making everyone angry at you. In America, you elect candidates who share your views and agenda. He was abused for being a racist.
What?
I'm just telling you.
That was the response to what he wrote?
He was abused.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, no. I spoke to him directly.
See, it's so disheartening.
All he said was, folks should register to vote. And then he said, are you registered to vote? Election is May 21st. He said, beat the old boys at the ballot box. Right. And he named a couple candidates that beat established candidates.
Wow.
Scary.
That's hurtful.
Scary, Wendy. All right, I want to grab Diff. Bill Diffenderfer, how are you, sir?
Good, Marty. How you doing?
All right, so, you know, I'm an honest guy about this stuff. You called it as you see it. You called this one from the get-go.
Right.
Why was that? What jumped out at you about this case that was so astoundingly weak, made it so weak, sir?
Well, first of all, you have a, you know, and I hate to say this, but I'm not seeing race in the case, but you have a police officer who is rushing to a drive-by shooting. A drive-by shooting is somebody driving by, shooting a gun out of the car, attempting to kill somebody. And you have police officers rushing to try to an attempt to apprehend the individual or the guilty parties that allegedly did this. So the police officer, out of no other reason than it's his job, and he's called and he's dispatched, shots fired, go there, knows he's going into a highly volatile situation and very dangerous situation. I don't think the DA or anyone can counteract that. And I think that's the facts that went into this case. And that's what brought this officer. He didn't wake up that morning and say, I'm going to go out and kill somebody today. He was doing his job. And no one, those are the facts. And unfortunately, for the Commonwealth, they can't change those facts. Now, what happens from there gets cloudy, and I certainly understand, you know, that the prosecution point and the victims of this case, but it's a very hard thing to overcome with any jury in this country when you have an officer going into a situation like that. You know, I had a case with police officers who said they saw a hand-to-hand drug transaction, and video cameras showed that did not happen. But the two individuals had a lot of drugs on them. And I was able to say in my opening statement that but for these kids, these two individuals having drugs and breaking the law, we wouldn't be here. Yet my officer is the defendant in this case. So, I mean, you know, from what I understand, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Marty, there was three or four African-Americans on the jury.
Three, including the jury foreman, who was amazing.
Yep.
And he was the foreman.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Powerful.
You have African Americans that listen to the evidence, and I will tell you, and it's almost like I'm apologizing. I don't know why I feel this way, but I'm apologizing for saying this. But you know, they weren't out that long. That was not a long deliberation. What was it? 4 hours?
Yeah.
4 hours. That's a fast verdict.
Right.
That tells me they were not disagreeing.
Right.
Big time in that deliberations.
How do you feel? Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Wendy.
I was going to say, how do you feel as an attorney knowing that your colleague, Pat Tomasi's office was shot up, that this judge has security now outside of his house? I mean, how does that resonate with you, Bill?
It's outrageous.
Yes.
And you know what? I will say this.
I'm angry about this.
And to any listeners that are out there, I can't tell you how many, and I'm including, Marty, a lot of homicide cases I've tried where I'm defending an African-American youth or a kid or a guy, and all of the African-Americans that I've defended. And I despise prejudice. I despise it. But this is wrong. You know, the same rights that was afforded that officer, God damn it, that's what afforded my rights with my clients that we won these cases and why we won them. Everybody's entitled to a fair trial. The fact that there were three African-Americans on this jury, if this case was so outrageous, they no way would they have voted for an acquittal.
Right.
I want to say I'm sorry, but, you know, here's the problem. The problem is I would love to sit down and talk to and have a constructive dialogue with the people who are protesting and the upset feeling. I mean, I totally understand it. You know, when you hear a headline or, you know, if you were in Kansas sitting watching the nightly news, you saw that an unarmed African-American male, picture of the kid, which is a great picture of the young man, was basically gunned down and he was unarmed. Okay, that's the headline. Now let's get to the facts and exactly what happened. But the key is we have to be truthful. And when it's almost like the politics today with the liberal and the conservative.
Yeah.
No one wants to be intellectually honest and say it the way it is.
Yeah, or awesome.
Everyone wants, you know, there are reasons why, you know, and I say this because I want to help and be proactive with the African Americans, and because I definitely see racism, but I think I see it in a different way. In other words, these kids have no options where they're being raised. I mean, I could go on and on about my strong feelings with this thing, and I will tell you, I've had millions of conversations with their parents with Africa. And we talk about this all the time when I have the kid who for the third time is busted with heroin and a gun on him.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.